Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 196, Pay Per Click for Your Small Business, which is part 5 of a 5-part series on improving your digital marketing campaign. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthey.
Pay per click for your small business. Attention small business owners and marketers. Would you like to learn more about digital marketing strategies for small business that can help you scale your precious resources and create more value for your brand? In part 5 of this 5-part digital bootcamp podcast series, we unleash the secret weapon, pay-per-click advertising. Stay tuned to learn the ins and outs of pay-per-click as well as its pros and cons. Let's get started. Search engine results are critical to digital marketing strategies. There are two types of search engine results, organic and paid. When you do a search in a search engine, the list of pages relevant to your search that comes back are organic results. The search engine also provides paid results to try to satisfy your search. Pay-per-click ads are labeled ad and are small, generally 3 lines, including a website and a headline. Sometimes the ads include a small image. These ads may be tiny, but their reach is huge. In Google search results, the top 3 ad positions for commercial searches claim 41% of clicks. What's more, adults in the U.S. spend about 11 hours daily with digital media, including search engines, where pay-per-click ads are displayed. Paid search can help get your brand in front of customers when they're looking for answers. The most important thing to know about PPC ads is that advertisers pay for them only when people click on them. In ad auction, make sure searchers see the most relevant ads. The pay-per-click cost to advertisers is based on marketplace value of the keyword you're interested in, and as you might expect, there's a high cost for in-demand keywords. Here's how it works. Number 1, set a budget for ad spend. Number 2, bid on relevant keywords. Number 3, when a relevant keyword is searched, a search engine shows a pay-per-click ad based on these two things. First is bid amount, which is what you're willing to pay for the ad. Second is quality score, which is the relevancy to searcher based on the keyword, landing page, and the ad itself. A higher quality score is more important than a higher bid. Number 4, advertisers pay when their ad is clicked. And number 5, the ad stops running once the budget is hit. There are pros and cons to pay-per-click advertising. Let's start with the pros. First, pay-per-click is straightforward to track. Ads are either clicked or not. Second, there's a lower risk of overspending because you only pay for traffic that's actually directed to your site. And you can cap your budget to prevent overspending. Finally, pay-per-click campaigns can be modified in real time. The cons are this. First, competition with other advertisers can make pay-per-click ads expensive. Second, pay-per-click campaigns that aren't competitive may not have any traffic. And third, you might lose money determining which keywords work best for you. There's nothing stopping you from taking this on yourself, but you'll get results faster if you entrust a pay-per-click management expert. You can make test driving a pay-per-click campaign as low risk and low cost as you please. If you've made it through Digital Marketing Bootcamp, we salute you. Take what you've learned, set some goals, and be willing to experiment. It's the first step in growing a stronger, healthier brand.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this 5-part series on digital marketing for your small business. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.